National Center for College Students with Disabilities, NCCSD, research brief. National databases with information on college students with disabilities. Lauren Avalon and Sally Scott. Volume 1, Issue 1, March 2017. Page 2. National Databases with Information on College Students with Disabilities. Table of Contents. Abstract, page 2. Introduction, page 4. National Databases, page 4. Post-Secondary Education Databases, page 5. Table 1. Surveys related to actively enrolled students, page 5. Longitudinal Databases of College Graduates, page 8. Table 2. Longitudinal Studies Used to Track College Students with Disabilities, page 8. Transition and Post-Secondary Outcomes Databases, page 10. Table 3. A longitudinal survey including post-secondary outcomes for secondary students with disabilities, page 10. Conclusions, page 11. References, page 11. The NCCSD at a head is funded by the Fund for the Improvement of Postsecondary Education, FIPSE, U.S. Department of Education, P116D150005. This research brief is available in alternate formats upon request by contacting the NCCSD at nccsd@ahead.org. Page 3. Abstract. The purpose of this research brief was to identify and provide an overview of national databases containing information about college students with disabilities. 11 instruments from federal and university-based sources were described. Databases reflect a variety of survey methods, respondents, definitions of disability, and research questions. Some databases have been used and revised over time. Others allow for focused inquiries to current questions about college students with disabilities. Results show national databases are gathering information at important points in time during students' educational careers, including before, during, and after college graduation. There are, however, significant gaps in the breadth and usability of current data sets that include information on college students with disabilities. Contains three tables. Suggested citation. Avalon, A-V-E-L-L-O-N-E, L, and Scott, S, 2017, March. National Databases with Information on College Students with Disabilities. NCCSD Research Brief, 1, parentheses 1, end parentheses, period. Huntersville, NC, National Center for College Students with Disabilities, Association on Higher Education and Disability, period. Available at http://www.nccsdonline.org. NCCSD research briefs provide information relevant to researchers and policymakers on topics pertaining to college students with disabilities in the United States. Copyright 2017, National Center for College Students with Disabilities, NCCSD, Association on Higher Education and Disability, AHEAD, 107 Commerce Center Drive, Suite 204, Huntersville, North Carolina, 28078. Copies of NCCSD research briefs and related materials are available at the NCCSD at www.nccsdonline.org or at www.nccsdclearinghouse.org. Permission is given to copy and distribute NCCSD research briefs free of charge for educational purposes. The use of a citation is requested when copying or distributing all or part of this document. To request alternate formats or inquire about NCCSD research, contact us at nccsd@ahead.org or toll-free 844-730-8048. Video phone for ASL users, 651-583-7499. Page 4, Introduction. There are a variety of databases that contain national data on a broad range of information related to higher education. Some are federal databases established to monitor and better understand educational policy and student outcomes. Others are housed at universities with research centers of national scope. While there are currently no databases focused specifically on college students with disabilities, several of the existing databases include datasets that provide information and perspective about the presence and experience of this population of college students. The information reflected in the databases discussed below reflect a variety of survey methods. They gather information from different respondents, example, students, parents, or institutions, on different constructs and variables of interest, depending on the purpose and focus of the data collection. Some databases have been revised over time. Others are modified to conduct focused inquiries and reports to address current research questions and information needs. This brief highlights several national databases yielding datasets pertinent to students with disabilities enrolled in post-secondary education, including technical and vocational schools and two-year or four-year colleges. Information presented in this brief is intended to increase awareness of existing national data related to this population, as well as help educators and researchers better understand current methods for tracking information concerning college students and graduates with disabilities. National databases. The 11 databases described below reflect data from different points in time for college students with disabilities. They are categorized in three groups: post-secondary education databases, or data on current college students; longitudinal databases, data that are gathered at multiple points over time with college graduates; and transition and post-secondary related databases, data on student outcomes, including post-secondary education following high school. For each group of databases, a table is provided highlighting key features of the surveys. Following the tables, we provide a descriptive overview of each survey. Definitions of terms used in the tables include the following: target population, the intended group of study; respondents, individuals or institutions completing the survey instruments; record history, the dates of survey administration; disability information, description of content or items on the survey related to physical, cognitive, or psychological conditions or impairments. Terminology and disability labels vary widely across surveys. The disability types and descriptions included in the tables below come directly from the survey administrators. Access to data. Data is typically available in public and/or restricted form. The term public access refers to data that is available in multiple formats to anyone online, including students, parents, faculty, researchers, media, or institutional representatives. Restricted access refers to the availability of data beyond what is available to the public and can be accessed by qualified personnel, typically researchers who have undergone specific training. An application for licensure is required to obtain restricted access. Organization. The university or government agency responsible for managing the database. Page 5. Post-Secondary Education Databases. Table 1. Surveys related to actively enrolled college students. Survey. Beginning Post-Secondary Students Longitudinal Study, BPS. Target population. First-time college students in their first year of college. Respondents. Student. Record history. 1989 to present. Disability information. Disability type, that is, vision impairment, hearing impairment or deaf, speech disability, orthopedic limitation, learning disability, or other health impairment. Access to data. The NCES Data Lab enables the public to create output tables for different variables. Researchers looking for more comprehensive or detailed data can apply for a restricted use license. Organization: National Center for Education Statistics, NCES, https://ncees.ed.gov/surveys/BPS. Survey. Cooperative Institutional Research Program, CIRP, Freshman Survey. Target population. Incoming college students, often administered during orientation. Respondents. Student. Record history, 1966 to present. Disability information. Presence of the following disabilities or medical conditions: learning disability, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism spectrum disorder, physical disability, chronic illness, psychological disorder, or other. Access to data. Institution-specific data provided to participating universities. Organization. Higher Education Research Institute at University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA. http://www.heri.ucla.edu/CIRP overview.php. Survey. Integrated Post-Secondary Education Data System, IPEDS, IPEDS. Target population. Institutional reporting of student characteristics, not student-level data. Respondents. Institutional representative. Record history, 1985 to present. Disability information. Disability percentage reported under institutional characteristics. Access to data. Data is available to the public through the IPEDS Data Center. Organization. National Center for Education Statistics, NCES, http://ncees.ed.gov/IPEDS. Survey. National Postsecondary Student Aid Study, NPSAS. Target population. Students enrolled in postsecondary education. Respondents. Student. Data also comes from government databases and institutional records. Record history, 1986 to present. Disability information. Disability status and type including the following: visual impairment not corrected by glasses, hearing impairment, speech impairment or limitation, mobility limitation, specific learning disability or other health-related disability or impairment. Access to data. NCES Data Lab allows for output of certain variables to be generated by the public. Restricted use licenses are also available. Organization: National Center for Education Statistics, NCES, http://ncees.ed.gov/ surveys/NPSAS. Survey, National Survey of Student Engagement, NSSE. Target population, undergraduate, first-year and senior students at four-year universities. Respondents, student. Record history, 2000 to present. Disability information, demographic questions asking about diagnoses of a disability or impairment and specify type, including the following options: sensory impairment, mobility impairment, learning disability, mental health disorder, or other. Access to data. Data can be accessed in two forms. A, output tables can be created by the public using preset variables in Report Builder, a tool available via the NSSE website. And B, institution-specific databases can be created and accessed securely for participating universities. Organization, Indiana University, http://nsse.indiana.edu. Survey, Post-Secondary Education Quick Information System, PEQIS, PEQIS. Target population. Target population varies depending upon research needs. Respondents. Institutional coordinator identifies appropriate respondents. Record history. Established in 1991. Disability information. To date, two PEQIS surveys have been administered with disability-related content. 1. Services for deaf and hard of hearing, and 2. Accommodations for students with disabilities. Certain datasets are available for public download on the NCES website. Restricted use applications are available for more detailed analyses. Organization, National Center for Education Statistics, NCES. https://ncees.ed.gov/surveys/PEQIS. Beginning Postsecondary Students Longitudinal Study, BPS, the population of interest for the BPS is first-time students enrolling in higher education programs. The BPS measures student persistence, progress, and other characteristics, e.g., work experience, transfer, etc., at 3 points in time, i.e., end of first year, 3 year, and 6 year periods. Participants for the BPS are drawn from the NPSAS. See description below. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, the BPS is used to examine trends such as the impact of financial aid on degree completion and other factors leading to exit from higher education programs. Cooperative Institutional Research Program Freshman Survey, CIRP, or SERP, Freshman Survey. The SERP Freshman Survey is administered to students immediately prior to beginning their first year in college. The survey yields information about incoming students on a range of topics, including general demographics, academic performance, student values, and decisions regarding college selection and financing education. Surveys are administered in paper and online formats and commonly administered in large group settings with a proctor. The SERP Freshman Survey often serves as a pretest when combined with other surveys developed by the Higher Education Research Institute, such as the College Senior Survey, CSS, and the Your First College Year, YFCY, survey. Individualized reports are provided to universities interested in analyzing results, while data from universities nationwide are pooled for broader reporting purposes. Participating universities pay a fee for use. Page 7. Integrated Post-Secondary Education Data System, or IPEDS. The Higher Education Act of 1965 mandated all institutions participating in federal financial aid programs to report various institutional characteristics. The IPEDS replaced the Higher Education General Education Information Survey, HEGIS or HEGIS. Items on the IPEDS cover 9 main content areas: institutional characteristics, financial aid, admission, human resources, graduation rates, completions, enrollment, finance, and libraries. Institutional representatives are responsible for reporting on various content areas at 3 different data collection periods per year. Data is collected from 4-year universities, colleges, and technical and vocational schools. National Postsecondary Student Aid Study, NPSAS. The NPSAS examines student characteristics, example, work, education, family, and demographic features, and how students finance post-secondary education. Data collected from the NPSAS is used by the federal government to guide policy making regarding financial aid. During the course of its use, the NPSAS has become a functional way to identify student subpopulations and therefore has served as a base of recruitment and establishment of baseline measures for other nationally administered longitudinal surveys, including the Beginning Postsecondary Students Longitudinal Study, BPS, and the Baccalaureate and Beyond Longitudinal Study, B&B. National Survey of Student Engagement, NSSE. Data obtained from the NSSE focuses on 2 main features of quality in higher education: student effort toward academics and student participation in university-offered activities. Administration occurs annually at 4-year colleges and universities in the United States and Canada. To date, approximately 5.5 million students have completed the NSSE since its inception in 2000. Following creation of the NSSE, Indiana University has developed other pertinent surveys. Example, Faculty Survey of Student Engagement, or FSSE, and Beginning College Survey of Student Engagement, BCSSE, which currently do not include disability data, but may evolve in terms of including disability-related items in the future. Postsecondary Education Quick Information Systems, or PEQIS. The PEQIS was designed to collect information quickly about emerging issues, such as planning or policy-related questions, that cannot be retrieved in a timely manner by larger surveys administered by the National Center for Education Statistics. A designated sample of predetermined institutions ranging from 2 to 4-year institutions of higher education, IHEs, is used to collect PEQIS data. Page 8. Longitudinal databases of college graduates, Table 2. Longitudinal surveys used to track college graduates with disabilities. Survey, Baccalaureate and Beyond Longitudinal Study, B&B. Target population, college graduates up to 10 years after receiving a bachelor's degree from an academic institution in the United States. Respondents, college graduates, record history 1993 to present. Disability information, questions about disability vary each year of survey administration, but range from inquiries about sensory impairment, communication impairment, mental health, and intellectual disabilities across years of administration. Access to data. NCES Data Lab allows public access for some information, but restricted use licenses are available to researchers interested in conducting further analyses. organization, National Center for Education Statistics, NCES, https://ncs.ed.gov/surveys/BNB. Survey, National Survey of College Graduates, NSCG, target population, college graduates residing in the United States with at least a bachelor's degree and who are under the age of 76. Respondents, college graduates, record history, 1970 to present. Disability information, disability status. Access to data. Limited information is available for public access through the Scientists and Engineers Statistical Data System, SESTAT. Restricted licenses are available via an application process. Organization, National Science Foundation, NSF, but conducted by the Census Bureau. http://www.nsf.gov/statistics/SRVYGRADS. Survey, National Survey of Recent College Graduates, NSRCG. Target population, individuals with graduate degrees living in the United States under the age of 76. Respondents, individuals with graduate degrees. Record history, 1973 to 2010. Disability information, disability status. Access to data, both public via SESTAT or SESTAT and restricted access available. Organization, National Science Foundation, NSF. http://www.nsf.gov/statistics/SRVYRECENTGRADS. Survey. Survey of Doctorate Recipients, SDR. Target population, graduates with a doctorate degree up until 76 years of age. Respondents, individuals with doctoral degrees. Record history, 1973 to present. Disability information. Contains information about degree of functional impairment in sight, hearing, walking, lifting, or concentration. Access to data. Public can access data through SESTAT. Restricted licenses available. Organization, National Science Foundation, NSF. http://www.nsf.gov/statistics/SRVYDOCTORATEWORK. Page 9, Baccalaureate and Beyond Longitudinal Study, BNB. The BNB surveys graduates on employment and educational experiences after completion of a bachelor's degree. Particular focus is given to graduates entering the teaching profession in elementary and secondary levels. BNB participants originate from the NPSAS. Content on the BNB includes general information about advanced degree attainment and employment, but also inquires specifically about teacher-related trends, such as preparation and persistence at employment within the field. National Survey of College Graduates, NSCG. The NSCG tracks a wide range of demographic information, for example, age, race, citizenship status, disability status, professional and education information, for example, employment status, job satisfaction, salary, school enrollment status, and personal information, For example, marital status, number of children, education-related loan debt, on students who have graduated from college with at least a bachelor's degree. Although students representing all disciplines are surveyed, particular focus is given to the science and engineering professions. The survey is administered by the U.S. Census Bureau every other year. Data is used by IHEs to examine existing curricula in science-related fields and businesses to understand and monitor employment trends in various industries and professions. National Survey of Recent College Graduates, NSRCG. The NSRCG targets students who completed a bachelor's or master's degree within the prior 2 or 3 years of data collection in a science, engineering, or health-related field. The survey is conducted on a biennial basis. Sampling occurs in a two-phase process by which institutions are identified using the IPEDS. Then, individual participants who received a degree in the aforementioned fields are selected for participation. Data is used to track trends at a pivotal transition point from college to employment. Survey of Doctorate Recipients, SDR. The SDR longitudinally tracks demographic and employment information about individuals who earned a doctorate degree in a science, engineering, or health field. Data collection occurs every other year. Survey items relate to occupation, education, and general demographic information. Although doctoral recipients must have earned the advanced degree at a U.S. institution, participants living in the U.S. and abroad since degree completion are included during data collection. Primarily, data serves to inform on doctoral-level professional outcomes. Page 10. Transition and Post-Secondary Outcomes Databases. Table 3, a longitudinal survey including post-secondary outcomes for secondary students with disabilities. Survey, National Longitudinal Transition Study 2, NLTS-2. Target population, national sample of students receiving special education services. Students were age 13 to 16 at the start of the study in 2000 and were followed through young adulthood. Respondents, parents, teachers, students. Record history, 2000 to 2009. Disability information. Disability type, including Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, Special Education Disability Categories. Transition supports and post-secondary outcomes. Does not include students with disabilities who have 504 plans. Access to data. Public use of certain data is available using the WAVE data on the NLTS2 website. However, a license is needed for extended access. Organization. National Center for Special Education Research, NCSER. http://www.nlts2.org. National Longitudinal Transition Study 2, NLTS2. The NLTS2 surveys students receiving special education services through the transition process from high school to employment or post-secondary education settings. Items in the NLTS2 focus on educational, personal, and vocational experiences, including academic achievement and participation in extracurricular or community activities. The NLTS2 also tracks independent living for students transitioning to adulthood, which includes residence in post-secondary dormitories or other university-related housing. According to the National Center for Special Education Research, surveys were administered and data collected at 5 different collection periods, referred to as WAVES, in the following formats: parent and student phone interview, student assessment using subsets of the Woodcock-Johnson 3 achievement test, survey of school characteristics, survey of school program, Survey of Teachers and Transcript Review. NLTS2 data is used to examine post-high school outcomes for students with disabilities. The third version, the NLTS 2012, is currently being implemented. Similar to previous versions, data is collected in waves, with the latest wave occurring in 2014. Data includes students with 504 plans, as well as students without disabilities. For more information on the NLTS 2012 and upcoming reports, please visit https://ies.ed.gov/ncee/NLTS. Page 11. Conclusions. Although the list provided is not exhaustive, the databases presented in this brief illustrate that information is being collected at important points in time during a student's educational career. Current databases are examining trends for students with disabilities before entering, during, and after graduating from college. However, there are significant gaps in the size and scope of disability-related data that is gathered. This is likely due to the fact that disability inquiry is supplementary to the main objectives of the databases. For example, while the NPSAS database includes disability status of respondents, the purpose of the database is to report student aid information. Disability-specific questions included on most surveys are typically limited to disability status and type. Definitions of disability and the types of disability reported vary widely across the various databases, making it difficult to interpret findings and examine trends across educational contexts. While current data collection provides intriguing snapshots of elements of college access and success for students with disabilities, the field needs more comprehensive information and a more coordinated effort to gather data that can be used to better understand how students with disabilities are faring in higher education. References. 1. Beginning Postsecondary Students, period. National Center for Education Statistics website, period. https://ncees.edu.gov/surveys/bps/period. Access September 29, 2016. 2. U.S. Department of Education, period. Students with Disabilities in Postsecondary Education, : A Profile of Preparation, Participation, and Outcomes, NCES 1999-187, period. https://ncees.ed.gov/pubs99/1999187.pdf, period. Published June 1999, period. Accessed October 10, 2016, period. 3. The National Center for Education Statistics website, period. https://ncees.ed.gov/period. Accessed October 1, 2016, period. 4. The American Freshman, period. Higher Education Research Institute website, period. http://www.heri.ucla.edu/CIRPOVERVIEW.php, period. Accessed October 17, 2016. 5. Egan, K, Stoltzenberg, EB, Ramirez, JJ, Aragon, MC, Suchard, MR, and Hurtado, S, period. The American Freshman, National Norms, Fall 2014, period. http://www.herei.ucla.edu/monographs/ The American Freshman 2014, all one word, period, PDF, period. Published 2014, period. Accessed October 17th, 2016, period. 6. Integrated Post-Secondary Education Data System, period. National Center for Education Statistics website, period. https://ncees.edu.gov/ipeds/, period. Accessed September 19th, 2016, period. 7. Fuller, C, period. The History and Origins of Survey Items for the Integrated Postsecondary Education Data System, parentheses, NPEC, 2012-833, end parentheses, period. https://ncees.edu.gov/pubs2012/2012833.pdf, period. Published October 2011, period. Accessed October 1st, 2016, period. 8. National Center for Education Statistics, period. IPEDS, IPEDS, Data Center User Manual, period. https://ncees.edu.gov/ipeds/datacenter/ipedsmanual.pdf, period. Published April 2015, period. Accessed October 17th, 2016, period. 9. National Postsecondary Student Aid Study, period. National Center for Education Statistics website, period. https://ncees.edu.gov/surveys/npsas/, period. Accessed October 1st, 2016. Page 12. 10. Institute for Higher Education Policy. National Center for Education Statistics Postsecondary Education Sample Studies, period. https://docs.docs/resources/ncees/primer/final.pdf, period. Published February 2015, period. Accessed August 15, 2016, period. 11. Indiana University, period. National Survey of Student Engagement, period. http://nsse.indiana.edu/, period. Published 2016, period. Access September 15, 2016, period. 12. National Center for Education Statistics, period. NCES Handbook of Survey Methods, period. https://nces.ed.gov/. STATPROG/handbook/index.asp. Access October 17th, 2016, period. 13. Post-Secondary Education Quick Information System, period. National Center for Education Statistics website, period. https://nces.ed.gov/surveys/PEQIS/. Access September 19th, 2016. 14. Baccalaureate and Beyond Longitudinal Study, period. National Center for Education Statistics website, period. https://nces.ed.gov/surveys/B&B/. Accessed October 2nd, 2016. 15. Livermore, G, Whalen, D, Prenovitz, S, Agarwal, R, and Bardos, M. Disability Data in National Surveys, period. https://sites/default/files/pdf/76346/ddnatlsur.pdf. Published August 2011, period. Accessed October 1st, 2016. 16. National Survey of College Graduates, period. National Science Foundation website, period. http://www.nsf.gov/statistics/svygrads/. Published 2013, period. Accessed October 29th, 2016. 17. Schedule of next release dates, period. National Science Foundation, period. https://www.nsf.gov/statistics/next-releases.cfm/survey7. Period. Updated November 24th, 2014. Period. Accessed October 16th, 2016. Period. 18. National Survey of College Graduates. Period. United States Census Bureau website. Period. http://www.census.gov/programs-surveys/ nscg.about.html, period, updated September 10th, 2015, period. 19. NCSES data, period, National Science Foundation, period, http://www.nsf.gov/statistics/data.cfm, period, updated November 24th, 2014, accessed October 16th, 2016. 20. National Survey of Recent College Graduates, period, National Science Foundation, http://www.nsf.gov/statistics/SRVY RECENT GRADS/period, updated June 4th, 2013, accessed October 17th, 2016, period. 21. Survey of Doctorate Recipients, period, National Science Foundation website, period, http://www.nsf.gov/statistics/SRVYDOCTORATEWORK/, updated September 28th, 2015, period, accessed October 17th, 2016, period. 22. National Transitional Longitudinal Study 2, period, National Center for Special Education Research website, period, http://www.nlts2.org/, accessed August 25th, 2016, period. End of text. Page 13, left intentionally blank.